Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the holy month of Ramadan, and what do we do to really take full advantage of this holy month of Ramadan? Now, dear listeners, it's great to have you with us. Let's go ahead and start off with something that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Islam, peace and blessings upon him, has said as far as welcoming the holy month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet says, "O people, the days of the holy month of Ramadan are the best of days. And the nights of the holy month of Ramadan are the best of nights. And the hours of the holy month of Ramadan are the best of hours. This is a month in which you have been invited by Allah." It's very beautiful, dear brothers and sisters. Sometimes we don't really value the value of the holy month of Ramadan. We underestimate the value of this holy month. We don't really realize the beautiful blessings and the mercies and the forgiveness which is within the holy month of Ramadan. In the hustle and bustle of life, sometimes we tend to forget that this month is full of forgiveness. It's full of material, worldly, and spiritual benefits for every single one of us. In the hustle and bustle of life, we forget that the days of the holy month of Ramadan are the best of days in the whole year. Its nights are the best of nights in the whole year. Its hours are the best of hours in the whole year. One of the things which we really need to do in the holy month of Ramadan, dear friends, is this concept of forgiveness. It is istighfar. The Holy Prophet Muhammad and the Imams of the Ahl al-Bayt, the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon them all, very, very much emphasized the need to do istighfar, and especially in this holy month of Ramadan, because in this month, forgiveness is so much more easier to attain than any other month. The Holy Prophet says, "Unfortunate is the person who is deprived of the forgiveness of Allah during this great month of Ramadan." And furthermore, the Holy Prophet says, "Whoever is not forgiven, God forbid, in the holy month of Ramadan, then in which month will they be forgiven?" May Allah forgive every single one of us for the sake of the holy month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we glorify Him, all praise is always due to Him, for this gift of the month of Ramadan, and this unique month this year, the month of isolation and the seclusion and our normal community routine that a lot of us have been used to for many, many years is no longer here this year. But there is a silver lining to this pandemic, and there is a path to be carved back to Allah, no doubt. And part of that is that this is a golden opportunity for us to build together as a family unit, strengthen our marriages, bond with our children, look after our parents, et cetera, in this month of Allah. How many people now asking me about, is this the apocalypse, end of times, Imam Zamana, what will happen, what do I need to do to get my family ready, all these things. So yes, even if we are to accept the fact this is a pandemic and people are dying, and it's a very grim time to be alive right now, to watching this entire global village now struggle to keep this virus away from them. It's difficult to watch. It's scary now to turn on the news. At the same time, it is an awakening for us. And if we can take it as the language of God, then yes, sometimes He talks to us through our hardships. The language of God is through tribulation. The zaban of Allah are through the sakhti and the hardships that we go through. He's trying to tell us something. He's trying to send a message to us, awaken us from our deep sleep. The example I've given before, and it fits right now, the month of Ramadan, is, you know, growing up, I remember, I used to be a very deep sleeper. Okay, now not so much. Now I'm quite light. But before I used to be a deep, and I'll end with this. I used to be a deep sleeper. And my father, marhum, would come wake me up for suhoor, for sahri. Okay, and it was very difficult for me to wake up. Very hard. So he would come, and God bless him, he'd come 2, 3, 4 times. And he could tell, I'm buried under my blanket. I'm out cold. I found my spot. I found that groove in the blanket. You know, the cold, the hot, just a beautiful, sweet spot inside the bed. But he would not let up. He would not let up. He'd wake me up. I come staggering down, one eye open, barely finish my Honey Nut Cheerios, and go back upstairs until Fajr. And he would tell me, he said, look, sometimes I feel bad waking you up. You look so comfortable. But I didn't want you to miss Sahri and then miss Fajr. Meaning there was a higher purpose that was beyond your comfortable sleep. So sometimes I had to wake you up and jolt you and pull the blanket. Some days he would come and pull the blanket off of me. And that was mean. But it had to be done, because the thought of him missing Sahri and him missing Fajr because of something like sleep, my dad wouldn't let that happen for me. So he thought, look, it's a little bit discomfort now for Fajr and Sahri a little bit later on. Sometimes God speaks to us in the exact same tone. You've been very comfortable for very long. You've been doing what you want to do, going and coming, spending and doing whatever you want. Sometimes it's okay for me to make things uncomfortable for you to see the bigger picture at hand. Yes, it's grim to see, you know, individuals who tested positive, to seeing our elders struggle to breathe on ventilators. But the overall, the repairing of the planet, the repairing of our thoughts, okay? The idea that now we understand the beauty of a community. How many of you miss JCC right now? How many of you miss opening your fast and having a cup of tea with your fellow community members? How many of you will miss that in the nights of Qadr? Right? And we take it for granted. These are the bright moments. This is the overall goal for moments of discomfort. The taking off of the blanket, staying at home and secluding, right? Waking you up from the comfort and the sleep of your ghaflat and your heedlessness, shaking you, jolting you, awakening you, opening up your eyes, saying, look around you, look what's happening, look what you're doing to this planet, look what you're doing to yourself. You're forgetting the blessings that I'm giving to you. So yes, if this is the language of God, let's listen to what He's saying. If that means a little bit of anxiety, anxiety and stress, then that's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable for something that is good for you. That sometimes the greatest people that we look up to, we admire, also felt stress and anxiety. Sometimes they also went through mental health issues. It's okay to say that. It's not blasphemous to assume or to say the Prophet of Allah had stress and anxiety. Up and down the Quran, khawf and huzn, fear and grief. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept our qaleel ibadat, inshallah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept our du'as, forgive our sins, allow us to benefit from this new month of Ramadan. And finally, Allah, we ask you to protect us from any bala or any virus of the body and the soul. Grant shifa for all those who are sick right now, be it our equals in humanity or our brothers in faith. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا حنان يا منان يا ذا
الجود والإحسان ثبت قلبي على الإيمان نرجو عفوك والغفران
اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on this Foresight Holy Month of Ramadan. So we were talking about how the Holy Prophet has said that the days of the Holy Month of Ramadan are the best days, its nights are the best of nights, its hours are the best of hours, and this is a month in which you have been invited by Allah. Another one of the things that the Holy Prophet also has taught us and has encouraged us and has emphasized is to ask for forgiveness in this holy month of Ramadan, a holy month in which forgiveness is so much more easier to attain. But at the same time, dear friends, that we are asking for forgiveness from Allah, we really need to make sure that we don't continue to commit sins in this holy month of Ramadan. And so, as far as this is concerned, we have this saying, this tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, where he tells us, the day of your fast should not like be any ordinary day. When you fast, all your senses, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your hands, and your feet must also fast with you. And so, dear friends, we need to realize that while we are fasting, in the holy month of Ramadan, it's not just our stomach which is fasting from food and water, but matter of fact, a true fast, a complete fast, a perfect fast in the holy month of Ramadan includes all of our senses. Don't look at what must not be seen. Do not hear what must not be heard. Do not say what must not be said. And be careful of your hands and feet, for they too should fast with you. Very quickly, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, says, O Lord, bless Muhammad and his family and inspire us to know this month's excellence and to honor its dignity and to abstain from whatever you have forbidden in it. O Allah, help us to observe its fast by restraining our limbs from disobeying you and by employing our limbs in that which please you so that we may not lend our ears to any vain speech and we may not direct our eyes, hands, and feet towards anything forbidden and that nothing fills our stomachs except that which you have made lawful, and our tongues may not utter anything except that which you have allowed in this holy month of Ramadan.
With hope in our eyes, we search through the skies, waiting for our own loved ones nearby and our spirits high, a blessed time we'll spend in both love and in fear to Allah we draw.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Ramadan.